Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And our Fryer Friday interview today from Pittsburgh, joining us, Padres center fielder Tyler Wade, infielder, outfielder. And I must say, Tyler, before we get into anything, just happy you're a Padre. I think all of us were a little perplexed when things didn't go your way at the end of spring training. And I think the reprieve has been good for everybody. Tell us how you're feeling about things about now.
Yeah, I think you said it. I'm just happy to be a Padre, man. I think I embody what the Padres preach and what we coach and whatnot. So, yeah, man, things happen and everything happens for a reason. There's silver linings to everything. So, yeah, man, just really, really stoked to be here and contributing.
And you are indeed contributing. I think everybody's really excited. Take us a little bit back to the end of spring training when they said they had to make that move. We both, Scraby and I, both surmised that somebody would pick you up, snap you up right away. Can you take us through the process a little bit and how it went and how you ended up coming back to San Diego?
Yeah. You know, it was second to last day of spring, and we had that tough conversation, which isn't always fun, but I kind of knew I was going to be back just because the timing of it all, like opening day was a day or two away. So, like I said, everything happens for a reason, man. Obviously it was a gut punch, but I think in the near future, you know, talking to Shilty and everyone, once I cleared waivers, the importance of me being back and knowing there's a path back and knowing how much I mean to this team and organization and the city of San Diego. It was just a matter of time. And, you know, I completely agreed with all of them. And I was like, no, like I said, I embody what a San Diego Padre is. And, like I said, life has a weird way of working itself out. And, yeah. And we're back here, and it's like, I just went on a rehab spin essentially. So, yeah, man, like I said, it's really nice as a player having a manager, like Shilty fight for you and just make you feel important and wanted by our organization. And obviously AJ and Josh too. They both expressed their feelings towards me and how much value I bring to this team. So it wasn't like a negative conversation. It was just ended up being a numbers thing, and they all wanted me back. So yeah, I think, like I said, I'm just happy to be here and happy to be Padre.
I love it. I love to hear that about your manager backing you up as much as he did. And we're talking to Tyler Wade here, Padres outfielder, infielder, utility man. And I wanted to ask you this, because one of the reasons I got to this chair was because early on in my radio career, I did everything I possibly could around the radio station. And someone told me really early on, do everything and volunteer for everything. That's how you move your way up. So I'm not trying to compare us or anything, but you play almost every single position, and that's not what major leaguers do. So did someone tell you early on that you needed to play all the positions, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it's a good question. Kind of to say, like, to piggyback out of what you said, it's like about being well-rounded and understanding kind of in your space, understanding every different avenue of the radio network. You know, like, you get to see all sides of things, and it's kind of the similar thing as a utility guy. You get to know different sides of the games, whether you're infield, outfield, or being a role player. So it's like it's very similar. But it was in 2015. I believe I was in Harrisburg at the time in Double A. We're on the road, and Gary Demba, our farm director, called me and he was like, "Hey man, we're gonna send you to the fall league," which is as a prospect, that's what you want to hear, right? Like first time, you're young, you're like, that's where future big leaguers go. He goes, "But we want to make you a utility player." And at that time in 2015, being a utility player was kind of like a, I don't want to say like a death sentence on your career, but like, you know, when you get labeled that, like you're kind of just an organizational guy. And, you know, I was like, I was very, very reluctant. And he expressed to me, he goes, "Hey man, I'm telling you, like, you're a big leaguer, but the way the game is transitioning over the next couple of years, utility guys are going to be valued, a lot." And he used the name Ben Zobrist. And he goes, "We think you could be a guy like that. That's elite defender at all the positions." I was like, "No, like, I trust you guys. I have a great relationship with everybody with the Yankees." And I was like, "No, I trust you guys." And like I said, silver lining to everything, that ended up being the best decision in my career.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, very thankful for the Yankees and, you know, Dembo and having that faith in me and my athletic ability. So yeah, man, that's kind of how that conversation came about. And I went back-to-back years. The first year went to learn second base because I was mainly shortstop, or actually just exclusively shortstop. And then 2015, after the year, went and learned second base. And then the following year, they're like, "Hey, you did really well doing that, transitioning. Like, now we want you to learn all three outfield positions." So I went the next year and played all three. So ended up being, like I said, one of the best things that happened to me.
That's why I cheer for guys like Tyler Wade, because they work
hard.
Because
they're
like you. Yeah, they're like me. They're like me a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
If they're going to compare you to Zobrist, though, now you have to win a World Series MVP.
That would be great.
No pressure. You know, he got one.
I can care less about the MVP. As long as there's a ring attached to it, man, I don't care who wins MVP.
Get me a ring for sure. And if the Padres get one, man, you're going to go a long way towards helping them. Is how difficult is center field compared to all of them? I mean, you got to compare to every position, but I've always enjoyed it when I was growing up, because you got a good view of everything, you know, it's all right in front of you there. What kind of things are you looking for, and what kind of tips have been given to you about being a good center fielder when you've had to fill in as you have lately?
Yeah, you know, it's not new to me. So like I've spent a lot of time out there, so it's just about getting your reps in. Like during batting practice, that's the best way to get game reps, is during BP, getting swings like that. So honestly, center, read wise, centers is probably the easiest out of getting reads, because like what you just said, everything's right in front of you and there's really no tricky angles. So yeah, it's just about being comfortable and getting reads, and it comes with playing time. So I've gotten more and more comfortable as the days have gone on, and it's like any position, right? Like if you're playing there consistently, the more comfortable you're going to get. But tips wise, man, it's just, you know, trusting your baseball instincts and knowing the game. And yeah, that's really bad. I got really lucky coming up with guys that are really elite outfielders. So whenever I was new out there, you know, playing along Judgy or Guardy, it made my job a lot easier. And similar here, right? I got Jay Hay and I got Toddy to my left and my right. So it makes my job a lot easier.
Talking to Tyler Wade here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. I was actually just about to ask you, because you had a pretty good view of Jason Hayward's catch the other day. You also have a really good view of anything that Fernando Tatis Jr. does. So how's that dynamic? Because I know the center fielder is the outfield boss, and you called off Toddy the other day, and you should have, because you're the center fielder. How does that dynamic work?
Yeah, I think it's about trusting one another, right? Like, you got two elite defenders, you got a platinum glover and a gold glover right next to me. So it's just having those conversations with each other and being communicative and like I said, trusting one another. That's really all it is at the end of the day. And then yeah, Jay Hayes catch, man. That's I don't know what the percent on that catch was, but not very many people make that play and make it look as easy as he did. And then Toddy makes all these ridiculous plays, and he makes them look routine. So like I said, it makes my job easier when I'm out there.
Tyler Wade, I know you've had your center field glove for a little while now, but we're hoping, and I'm sure you are as well, Jackson Merrill should be back soon. Now, you're in center field tonight, but did you bring all your gloves with you on this road trip in case you have to move around some?
I stay with my gloves. I bring them wherever I go. But yeah, hopefully we get Jackson back soon, man. We miss him dearly, and obviously a very key part to our lineup and our offense and defense too. So look forward to getting him back.
Well, we're really happy you came back. I don't think there was anybody happy when that happened.
Yes, and we were very happy.
You know, and the organization, the fan base, and everybody surrounding this team. So we need Tyler Wade, and we're glad you're here. And I think you're here to stay. You just keep doing what you're doing. And we look forward to seeing you when you get back home. Have a good road trip, sir. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks for all the love. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it. Thanks, Tyler.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.